Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies, theological reflections, and occasional talks of the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend Mr. John Carrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the 20th Sunday of Ordinary Time. The readings are from Cycle B.
Have you ever found yourself late in the evening standing in front of the refrigerator, its door wide open, and you eyeing the contents? I know that I have. It's not that I've come there looking for anything in particular. Instead, I scan the bowls arrayed on each shelf and peek into the Tupperware containers, seeking something to satisfy the unnamed hunger that drew me to the refrigerator in the first place. Now, if you or I stand there long enough, it might just occur to us that we're not exactly wasting away. No, we're surely not being threatened by starvation. Unfortunately, many are in the world, and here in the United States, and even here in the Bay Area. But as a nation, obesity, not starvation, is the enemy. We may be undernourished, but few of us are underfed. So the hunger we think we might feel might actually be a restlessness, an uneasiness, a budding awareness that things aren't quite as whole and fulfilled as we'd like. Perhaps what we're really longing for isn't a piece of cake or a bowl of ice cream, and certainly not that moldy science experiment tucked away in the bottom left shelf. What we might actually be hungering for is companionship, a sense of community, of peace of heart and mind. Or perhaps we're looking for relief from the pressures of work and school. Or maybe a sense of our own dignity and worth, some recognition of what we've accomplished, a modest sign of attention from our spouse, parents, children, teachers, or companions. Or possibly a vision to inspire us, some hope that the future will be better than the present. It's very important that you and I pay attention to these anonymous hungers that we experience. When we pursue them, sound them out, follow through on them so as to discover what lies at their core. For we can stuff ourselves with popcorn or potato chips or other things we find in the refrigerator, and they will fail to still the yearning and the hunger that lies within each of us. The readings today have something to say about the kind of hunger I'm referring to. In the first reading for today, wisdom is personified. She's pictured as an inviting hostess. Her house is ready to receive guests. Her table has been set, and her servants have gone out to gather all she calls to the feast. Wisdom offers her meal to those who are simple. She invites those who lack understanding and encourages them to forsake foolishness. Wisdom's brand of understanding leads to harmony, to fullness of life, to satiety. It's not the so-called human wisdom of strength and wit and retaliation. No, hers is a wisdom that responds rather than reacts. It discerns God's presence in the midst of our human experience of life and relationships. Here, there's always more going on than meets the eye. This first reading tells us that God sets this table of life and invites those who know they don't know it all to come and partake of a wisdom that takes time to chew and digest and to become a source of nourishment. And yes, I know this outlook can seem rather naive, unrealistic and simplistic in a world of hard knocks, of office politics and geopolitics, where might often is taken to make right. And I think this suspicion lies behind the murmuring narrated in today's gospel. Those who listen to the preaching of Jesus can't buy the fact that he is God's word. He is the sustaining source of life. He's too down to earth, too familiar, not exotic enough. Those who hear Jesus speak know him too well. How can he be the source of salvation, or his message of self-emptying love be the last word? But John the Evangelist has Jesus say that he's the bread from heaven, the symbol of God's enduring love, a love that satisfies the deepest desires of the human heart, as nothing else can, and as no one else ever will. The word of God comes to satisfy those whose hunger and longing for is greater than what's advertised in store windows or in the Technicolor inserts in the Sunday papers. Our hearts are restless, Augustine once said, until they rest in God. We've got to learn to listen to that discontent, allow ourselves to feel that restlessness, grow in awareness about what's absent in ourselves, and learn to be in touch and in harmony with that hunger. Our hungers will be satisfied, our yearning fulfilled, our peace of soul and happiness of heart realized when we become aware of just how inclusive is God's care. This is true whether we labor for peace and justice in the world, long for honesty and integrity in our church, prepare to become a renewed parish community, or just out there every day trying to make a buck. And let's recall, we always come to God as a people. We have to learn to share our longings and hungers with one another and hear the yearnings of all those with whom we share this community and this planet. In a few moments, we'll bring our offering of bread and wine to the altar, a sign and gesture of what little we have to give. They will become shortly a sign and symbol of the presence of Christ in our midst. Let us allow him to awaken in us all the longings and yearnings that are buried deep within you and me. For in the midst of them, we will discover our heart's desire.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic community at Stanford University. Producer Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, with our pianist Albert Tommaso and percussionist Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices at the third floor of Old Union. For Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, this is Nancy Pham. God bless you.